There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, there's a TV show now called Bitten. It's about clans of werewolves or packs of werewolves on the Sci-Fi Channel. But we're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about things that happen in reality. So I asked a question of Ryan Skinner, our guest and prolific author of books on Skinwalker Ranch. Would you have a response?
What do I think about werewolves?
No. No,
sorry, Gene.
Gene is a werewolf, so be careful with your answer.
That's right. You know, remember, even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. Remember right. that?
Yeah, evidently.
I remember it. Okay. We're taking over here, folks. Let's go back to the basic core of this here, Ryan. You never thought when you're seeing these creatures, my God, I got to get out of here. What if it attacks? What if it wants to make me its lunch?
The minute the ball of light flew overhead, this thing was 10 feet above us. I wanted nothing. I wanted to be anywhere else in the world except where I was at that point. And then when it landed, feeling even intensified at that point, to wanting to run. And unfortunately, we're at the edge of a cliff. So where it landed was my only escape route. I would have had to jump over, they call it Werewolf Ridge.
And Werewolf Ridge?
Skinwalker Ridge.
The locals, well, more recently, researchers have renamed it Skinwalker Ridge, but I found out from speaking with the locals who have been there for the past 40, 50 years, it actually had the nickname, that very ridge, before the Shermans and Nids and Bigelow and the whole hoopla came into town, it was named Werewolf Ridge.
Really? Well, that's news.
It's got a history to it, yeah.
And that's where, if you follow that ridge line up, isn't that where the burial ground is?
Right, yeah, on the eastern part of the property.
Right, which is not a place that I would recommend anyone going, based on what I've heard from sources up there, locals. That is the reason why the ranch is taboo, according to some accounts.
Okay, Ryan, do you believe in werewolves then?
Interesting. You know, I'm located in Wisconsin, about 20 miles away from, yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Bray Road Beast.
Of course, we've had Linda on the show many times. Linda Godfrey,
yeah,
of course,
yeah, yeah.
The author.
Yeah, Linda's great. She's, and again, that's about 20 miles from my house. And when that whole incident occurred, you know, I'm just fascinated by the whole mythos and the story behind it. So I
was aware of it. You had a werewolf hitchhike and you didn't realize it.
Exactly. Followed me to Utah at that time.
Well, the thing, of course, if it's a werewolf, it would be in the form of a human. So you never know.
Well, there have been those up there, too. My favorite story is the werewolf that the cops were chasing that was leaping 20, 25, 30 feet from house to house on the rooftops, being followed by the cops, witnessed allegedly by quite a number of people. And that was up just 2 miles north in Fort Duchesne from the ranch.
Right. Yeah. The cops were actually chasing this thing. It was knocking over garbage cans. Multiple people had seen it. Yeah, it just fascinates me how kind of the locals just, how mundane these things are to the locals out there.
I still have not tracked down the cell phone shot of it. Supposedly someone did get a cell phone picture.
I haven't heard of that. Boy, would I like to see it. You know, I've heard different descriptions of it, too. One person described it as having a hammerhead shark kind of a head to it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I guess the cop had cornered it, and as it leapt over the rooftop, you got a clear view of it. But yeah, that is pretty frightening. Anyway, do I believe in werewolves? I don't know. I think whatever these things are, they're dimensional in nature. Yeah, they're crossing time and space. I don't think it's traditional. Just my gut feeling on this. I don't think it's as simple as just visitors from another planet or werewolves and vampires. I think it is somewhat grounded in a science that's yet unknown to us.
All right. Let me ask you a fast question then. How do you come to this conclusion? With what evidence would you assume any time-space transfers?
It's the lack of evidence.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's probably exactly it. You know, it's just me and my voice saying this, but I know we had captured everything on film, and for that all to be erased as smoothly as it was and seamlessly, to me that seems to point towards something being able to alter time, at least potentially space, as these things are popping in and out of our reality. I mean, I've seen them and others. I've countless stories of these balls of light and entities actually walking literally right into the ridge itself, into solid rock. I don't think they operate on the same three-dimensional physics that we're bound to. And it's kind of a bombshell, but you know, every year my everyone asks my opinion or what is my hypothesis or what are these things? And lately, I've always said it has a spiritual nature to it. And lately I'm leaning towards, this is kind of a, might be shocking, but the jinn. And when I say the jinn, I'm referring to the Islamic version of genies, not the traditional Western media portrayal of them. Just a lot of things seem to align with that entity and that type of being.
Which are normally associated with particular locations. The jinn tend to stick to one spot.
Yeah, that's another aspect to them. And whatever this is doesn't, you know, it seems to be on a, I've always called it a leash. They seem to be leashed and tethered to the ranch in that Uinta Basin area. It does not seem to stray much further past that, despite my own book having stories of the whole Four Corners region. But I think it really is significantly hotter right in that Uinta Basin versus almost any other location I've ever been to or even heard of.
Well, that brings us to the new books. Why don't you give us some highlights from the new books and some of the accounts that you've included that you haven't discussed before on the show or written about in your other books. Where did these stories come from? Why release them now? And, you know, give us a sense of what they are.
Well, I actually was crafting a single book. All the material that I had gathered, I realized I had two separate stories to tell. Tales of the Skinwalker is just a collection of stories of different people in the Four Corners region. When I say the Four Corners region, of course, that's Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Nevada. I found that there really, I had sought out other books on the topic of skinwalkers, and I didn't want fantasy. I wanted to hear actual stories and tales about people encountering a skinwalker, and I couldn't find any. So I'd been holding on to a few stories people had shared with me over the years, but unfortunately they were from all over, from areas other than just Skinwalker Ranch. So I couldn't utilize them in the other book, but being a little bit more broad-based, I found some commonalities and some really fascinating stories about people encountering these. The other book, The UFO Farm, chronicles my personal story over the years. It summarizes almost the first two books that I wrote on the topic and introduces a lot of new information from some, it's almost an extension of the second book, No Trespassing, which I was given a lot of information from insiders regarding the phenomena. And I've, since that book was written, I've collected even more information from new sources, which I've chronicled in that book. I've also included it's one thing to write things down. I guess words create more of a picture than a photo itself, but the problem is when you're really reading about the ranch, you want to visualize all these different areas that I'm describing. So I included quite a few photos, and some of my readers had asked for more pictures and photos. So quite a bit of the book is photos of the region, drawings of eyewitnesses who had encounters. Again, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, there's not a lot of photographic and video evidence. I captured what I could from years ago. It's on my website. But the best evidence is the human mind, and putting that to pen and paper, it's not the best evidence, but that's all that we have at the moment.
let's break for this moment and have more to talk about with Ryan Skinner and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Sorry to have interrupted you, Ryan. Would you want to continue your response on the Paracast with Gene and Chris?
I think that kind of summarizes the book. A lot of the book also is a summary of some of the interviews that I've done over the years and highlights the interviews that I've done here on the Paracast and the information that we've uncovered. I find all that to be pertinent because a lot of it's not in the Utah UFO display, in Colm Kelleher's books, my own books. from just us sitting here talking right now, we're creating information, sharing stories that no one's ever heard before. And I feel part of what I'm doing here is acting as if some sort of repository for these stories that someone else one day will carry the torch and help reveal the mystery behind what is going on out there. Something very real is happening. I mean, we have government agencies investigating it, contracting the research that's being done out there. We have a billionaire who owns the property who to this day is paying researchers and guards to guard it. It's a mystery. It's one I intend to, I mean, even if I'm not able to one day, I hope someone else can pick up the torch and continue to shed some light on this.
Well, let's hear some of the more riveting accounts that are included in these two new books. For instance, we have the ongoing controversy that inadvertently helped fuel with my appearance on the Jesse Ventura show when I was frank and quoted as confirming rumors of deaths on the ranch, which was the exact opposite of what I said. I said, I can't confirm rumors. But what are the full – this question comes from one of our listeners who posted a question on the question thread at forum.theparacast.com, where our guests are asked questions by Paracast Forum posters. And Cosmonaut wants to know, what are the full and complete details of an alleged battle on the ranch between wormhole aliens and Bigelow armed personnel? First of all, do you think it's true? Why or why not? And then he goes on for a second question, but let's look at that. According to what I have seen in the new books, there's very little, if any, mention of that.
I guess I'm not a big supporter of that theory. I know it's the most shocking account out there, and it makes for a great story, but I've done my own digging into that story quite a bit by people that are in the know that would know, and I keep hitting a brick wall. Can't remember who brought this story to light. Was it a Safari? I can't see his name right. Safari? Jack Sarfati? I think he's some sort of physicist.
Jack Sarfati. He's an astrophysicist that lives on North Beach in California.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. But I think a lot of the facts of the story got misinterpreted. I've since I've spoken with Colonel Alexander, who I'm now trying to form a better relationship and a working relationship with as I might be doing some future work with him, and also with George Knapp himself. I'm just not convinced that someone was actually killed on the property and that the story is as was told.
Yeah, it's interesting. I happened to mention your appearance on the show today to a fellow researcher today. And he said, I've known George Knapp for I don't know how many years, and it's the only time he's ever yelled at me is when I asked him about the alleged deaths on the ranch. And he said he found that a little peculiar because George is not usually the type that would yell at you.
Okay, he yelled at you. What did he say? What was he yelling about? Or was it just general yelling?
Well, he was emphatically denying that there was anything to the story. And when I talked to him initially, all the way back in 2003, I think, or 2004, when this whole thing first cropped its ugly head, he was very circumspect about it and said that was the first he'd ever heard about it. But I guess possibly now down through the years, he's had so many people ask him about it that it's probably it's become a bit of a sore point for him. Of course, there are the sources that I've been able to uncover that do confirm that something unusual occurred on the ranch. So in terms of something dying.
That's the point I want to make. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I think something did occur, but I think it's getting sensationalized with the current version of somebody being killed. I think something fantastic occurred. At this point, I just don't know what. And when I had brought this to Colonel Alexander, he seemed to have a pretty dramatic emotional reaction to that claim as well, just like George Knapp has had.
Is there any evidence, though, that anyone came to harm at all that we can really pinpoint?
Here's what I believe happened. And I'm not here to promote other books, but I'm just here to promote the topic of Skinwalker Ranch in general. And anybody doing any sort of research or working on that topic, I'm fascinated by and actually support. There was a book written by, I believe the author's name is Eric Retz, who claims to be, I think, working with one of the guards at Skinwalker Ranch, one of the ex-guards at Skinwalker Ranch, who kind of gave a bear all story of what had happened to him out there. And his claim, according to his claim, real similar story to mine, seeing balls of light. One of the balls of light landed, and these two wolves approached him. Actually, they were walking bipedally towards him. He ended up falling backwards into a portal, and according to his story, he was missing for 3 days while while Bigelow and everyone at the ranch was, pretty concerned when one of their guards suddenly goes missing completely in another state on a paranormal ranch doing research. And in that time, he claims he was in some sort of alternate dimension and shown various things, but he returned 3 days later and was taken to the hospital. He turned alive. I guess he was pretty parched and weakened, but he was debriefed and brought back to Nevada, back to the compound, and finally decided to share his story. So that's
so they brought him back and used him as bait?
The cards that I know, the ones I've spoken with, that is the exact term that they have told to me. They said they questioned whether they were there, whether their role was to guard anything at all, or whether they were the ones being experimented on.
And dangled.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a blue Rapala today. You can be a dry fly.
I'm not going to ask anyone to explain what that means.
Well, those are types of bait, Gene. You have salmon eggs, flies, lures. You can be a wiggly worm. Even grasshoppers, pieces of meat, can all be used as bait.
Well, understand here, I do not do fishing. I did fishing when I was 10 years old, and then I did fishing when I was 11 years old, and then I didn't do any more fishing. I guess because I don't eat seafood, so I don't see the value.
Well, if you're ever fishing for a sky trout, the type that I've seen videotaped flying by in the air, the best way to catch those is with a sky blue Rapala lure.
All right. Well, maybe we should advertise this. They'll come over and buy ads.
I'm sorry. I'm waxing outdoorsy here. Well, Ryan, I did get confirmation of a death on the ranch. According to one source, it was an Indian who used the ranch as a place to commit suicide. The other confirmation was just that somebody's death was investigated on the ranch. I have never uncovered anything high strange or paranormal behind these particular claims, if you will, uncorroborated to some extent. But something did go on there, and I've whittled it down to somewhere around the second half of July 1999.
We're going to explore what that means in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Ryan Skinner. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line,
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien, let's go back through time. Tell us about this particular strange event.
Well, again, these are only rumors. They're not corroborated. They haven't been confirmed. I have not been able to obtain any sort of documentation to support these claims, but two separate sources did mention a death of some individual on the ranch sometime in the mid to latter parts of the summer of 1999.
Now, these are sources that you trust.
Yes, they are. One source that I trust implicitly because they worked nearby the ranch on a large corporation. They had a high profile position. I've checked her out. It's a woman. I've checked her out in her bona fides. You know, she was who she said she was and did have the work history that she claimed she had. And she would not have come to me with this particular story unless I, you know, in my estimation, unless she felt that it was true. And she did have a personal one-on-one interaction with Ute law enforcement personnel who did confirm that there was a suicide on the ranch. She didn't believe him at the time. She felt he was covering up something, but that's what she was told. And she was right there observing unusual activity on the ranch when this interaction with law enforcement personnel occurred. She was asked to immediately leave, vacate, you know, her vantage point where she found herself confronted by law enforcement. So, I don't want to give away any names. I don't have permission to use her name. But that wasn't the only person. I had someone else also confirm that a death occurred on the ranch. However, I have never heard anything having to do with the paranormal, the high strange, firefights, some sort of altercation, either accidental or otherwise. I have never heard anything to authenticate any of those types of scenarios. I have heard, you know, as Ryan mentioned, sensationalized versions of a portal opening up right in front of personnel and somebody falling in one case, and that was before the recent book that came out. What was the guy's name? Eric? What was his name that wrote the book?
Eric Reitz, R-A-T-T-E-S.
Yeah, this is before Eric's book came out. I did hear about somebody inadvertently falling into or having the portal open up and kill them was one version of the story. So, again, all this is just, it's all fireside chat material. It's campfire stories until we can get some sort of, you know, real evidence. Have you ever checked into a suicide on the ranch, Ryan?
No, but you got me hungry for that story. So now I might be talking off air about this a little bit more.
Second half of July 1999 is about when I can ID the time period.
No, I knew one of the Myers' children had some sort of accident on the property and was buried on the ranch, which is one of the reasons why they told the Shermans that there's no digging on the ranch.
According to Combe Kelleher and George Knapp, it seemed that Terry felt that any time he was going to do some digging and actually started using a backhoe or started putting in irrigation, digging ditches, that sort of thing, that seemed to spark activity, and it seemed to be like throwing gasoline on a fire or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that parallel is yet. I remember reading that. So, and I know in the northern part of the property, 2 years ago, they're doing all sorts of I don't know if it's fracking or what they're doing up there, but they're doing oil excavation all around the ranch, and they were actually building a pipeline right through the northern part of the ranch, digging in the pipeline.
What, at the base of the ridge?
Right past the ridge, a little bit north of the ridge. And I know Bigelow wasn't too happy about that. And the project suddenly it didn't continue. So I don't know where it's at right now. Again,
have you checked into the mineral and mineral rights and treasure rights on the property? Does Bigelow retain all those? It doesn't sound like he does.
He does.
He does?
He does. And that was another curious thought I had was maybe he didn't have the mineral rights, which is exactly why. He does have the rights on the property. Keep in mind, the ranch and especially everything to the north of it is owned by Hickens, not Bigelow. He only owns a small section of that ridge.
Right. That's what I thought. So, but the ranch can, I guess, only be called that south of the ridge.
That's correct. But when I think of, I guess, the popular idealization of the ranch is that it includes the ridge and the ridge line and everything else. Which
no, it doesn't. That's why you and I can go up there and sneak around.
That's right. Right.
In all confidence.
So when I said I was trespassing, necessarily on Bigelow's property. I think you did.
I didn't say that. Actually, I don't make a point of going up there. I try to stay away from that part of the world. Actually, where I'm interested in is south of the ranch at the southern end of the Uinta Basin, where all the, you know, I consider the ranch to be the red herring and all the good stuff's happened south of there.
Remember, yeah, at the beginning of this interview, that's where I had my first encounter was south of the ranch. That whole area, Book's Cliff area, just is, that's, I really think that's where some of this is emanating from.
Yeah.
A little bit different direction, something I want to make sure I get across in the interview, a little bit of new information, is I learned from one of my sources that we had talked about portals opening up and potentially someone dying out there. I really want to reiterate to the reader that whatever this is out there, it is not benign. It is potentially hostile and has been known to have done hostile kind of activity to others in the past. For example, and the best example is the dogs that were turned to the Sherman's dogs that were on the ranch that were turned to puddles of goo, hair, and teeth.
Ooh, whoa. Tell us more about that. Give us more specifics.
I was on the phone with Terry the night that happened.
Okay, can you give us more specifics?
I'd rather hear it from you.
Well, I mentioned
what did Terry say?
Well, I've mentioned this a number of times. He called me right when the blue glowing balls of light showed up, and he called me on the phone and gave me a blow-by-blow description of what the balls were doing in real time. And at one point, I think they had already come out and they had checked out his horses. Then he called me. They were out milling around, I think, around the corrals. His wife went outside. He was yelling at her to get back in. She came back in. The light flew really close to the ranch house. The lights dimmed. The outside lights and the ranch house lights inside dimmed. And then I'd have to check my notes on this, but pretty quickly, within a minute or two, he said, "Oh boy, the light has taken off. It took off. It went out towards the shrubs and in the bushes and out towards the trees. And his dogs were out chasing it." He says, "I got to go get my dogs. I'll call you back." And he never did call me back. And so I figured, you know, everything had died down. Nothing had happened. I called him the next morning, or he called me. I forget which. I think I may have called him. And he said he had gone out and was unable to find his dogs. And we went out the following morning. He found three grease piles, is how he put it, which he assumed were his dogs. And later on, descriptions came out that there were the teeth were there, some hair, some hide, and other things. But he used the word, he found three grease piles that used to be his dogs, is how he put it to me the following day.
So he's saying, long and short of it is, he never saw those dogs again.
No.
Okay.
No, the dogs disappeared, and it's assumed that they met a very traumatic end. And one thing that I found very curious is in the book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, the event, if memory serves me correct, was stated as happening in April of 1995, when the event actually happened the first week of August 1996, because I wrote it down as it was happening. I wrote it down in my logbook. And so Colm and George were relying on Terry's 10 years later, his recollections, or 8 years later, and Terry evidently got the dates wrong because I had them right. I was on the phone with him when that incident happened. And to make it even more bizarre, I had just received reports of softball-sized blue glowing lights in the San Luis Valley the same day that those types of lights were described up at the Uinta Basin.
What a strange report, I'll tell you, folks.
Just to kind of send it off even further into the Twilight Zone.
Let's go to another Twilight Zone here, and then we'll be back and figure out what dimension we're in. With Ryan Skinner, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Twilight Zone.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Or the other show, there was nothing wrong with your TV set. We are controlling transmission. I don't want to get into that.
No, we're in the outer limits with this one. Ryan, you are absolutely correct. You cannot assume love and light. Space Brothers here to solve all our problems. We are dealing with something that does have a mercurial, tricksterish type personality that can be fatal.
Absolutely can be fatal. And it, I mean, whether you're becoming a grease spot instantaneously, like what happened to the dogs, or more of the slow, painful death, it is occurring in the basin. I recently was able to speak with one of the higher-ups over that was working with Bass at that time. When I say working with Bass, he was not a part of Bass. Bass is what NIDS evolved into, acronym for NIDS. But he was actually working with the government. I don't want to reveal too much about his position or anything else, but the government was working directly with Bass. They had contracted the work that was going on at the property. He's, of course, is sworn to oaths and everything else, so he's very little he can share with me. But he did intimate to me that whatever is out there is a concern for the U.S. government. It's considered a threat to the U.S. government, and it's concerning to our government, and also that the locals are coming down with high rates of cancer, and that those exposed to the light are also having immediate radiation, I guess, poisoning symptoms.
All right, this is an interesting claim here. I want to get more information about it. And by the way, that buzzing you hear occasionally, that's Ryan's mobile phone.
It is.
Where someone's trying to call, so it buzzes rather than rings. Okay, he's using that for a Skype connection. All right, so if people are getting sick, is that documented anywhere? And when you say that, of course, I think of the situation over at the Rendlesham Forest UFO case, where we have John Burroughs, who got sick after that. So in this case here, when you say people are getting sick, suggesting that, do we have names, dates, places, something?
Again, I'm just a guy who is fascinated by the topic, who got thrown into this at the end of the day. I'm not a statistician.
Yes.
But I am I'm a collector and purveyor of stories. And this one... Not only that, but I've made relationships with the neighbors surrounding the ranch, and one of my closest relations that I had formed was with Charles Wynn, who is directly to the west of the ranch, owns a lot of land out there. And Charles had a close encounter that had occurred to him early 2000s where he encountered one of these balls of light, a real large one, and zoomed right up to him that he believes causes illness. He eventually contracted several forms of cancer and is now, he died. He's dead right now, unfortunately. Great person too, but right up until his death, he said no one would listen to him, but he believed that encounter is what had caused his illness and all the different forms of cancer that he had contracted. He said he was healthy as a horse prior to that, and immediately after suffered all forms of depression and different cases of cancer. There's also John to the east. He's a neighbor to the east, and I don't quote me, but I've heard from his neighbors and other locals that he also has cancer as well. None of these are young people, but it was just the rates of cancer in that region and depression and suicide are off the charts.
All right, you're making a claim here, a factual claim, off the charts, yeah. Brian. How do we know that? Do we have records? Do you have newspaper accounts? Anything?
I don't. I don't have any of the stats. I really think I need someone with a lot more experience in that field to do the footwork for me.
Well, just look up rates of environmental cancers on Indian reservations and the area around the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. Dulce will come up high in the charts. Now you're saying that there's possible correlations with the Uinta Basin and the Ute Indians. I think that would be a really worthwhile study for one of our listeners or Ryan or even myself when I have some extra time to look into. Because of Project Gas Buggy in 1966, when the government in El Paso oil exploded a 27-megaton nuclear weapon 4,000 feet below Dulce, just a few miles southwest, it probably leached into the groundwater, and we have high rates of environmental cancers. What we're talking about here with the Uinta Basin may be different. It seems to be more select, and I would think that a study of that particular county in terms of environmental rates of cancer is readily available online. So that's something that you could possibly look into, Ryan.
When we were busy throwing off nuclear bombs in the 40s and 50s, were any tests done within any distance of these places?
I'm told St. George had a bunch of bombs and ordnances that were exploded up there that locals, right after the bombs had been tested, I guess locals had described silvery web kind of things that had gone all over the trees, if you've ever heard of that before.
Yeah,
like fiberglass.
Yeah, and I think they even sued, didn't they? They successfully sued the government.
I have no idea if you remember that story.
I seem to recall that.
That's some 40, 50 minutes from Skinwalker Ranch, so maybe there's a correlation there, But what was fascinating, the reason I bring that up is I'd always heard those rumors, again, of the locals, the high suicide rates, cases of depression, and especially cancer. And then to hear this from someone I believe checked out his credentials, it's someone I believe is higher up with the military confirming that to me, again, these are not our space brothers that are going to bring enlightenment and everything else. This is something that's concerning our own government.
Now, that's an interesting question here. Are we seeing here, when we look at these events, any evidence of some kind of government interactions in terms of doing various and sundry kinds of tests?
Bigelow would bring out all sorts of his various space equipment out to the ranch from time to time. And
how so?
Different atmosphere. He would bring machines that would different atmospheric changes, and I don't know. Most of his tests actually were pretty low key and not very advanced. I just know one time he brought out this multi-million-dollar machine that was supposed to test all sorts of the soil and the atmosphere and the forecast, all sorts of different things that I have no idea exactly what he was looking for, but. I guess whatever he was trying to test, the machine broke on site. They had tested extensively in Nevada. Everything had worked flawlessly, but when they brought it to the ranch, it kept breaking. Was that a coincidence? Was that part of the phenomena? I don't know. But I do know some of the tests that he would run is there's not a lot of sensationalism to them. He would plant beans on the ranch and at various places on the ranch, and then also at the exact same time plant beans and watch the growth rates and at different places around Utah, you know, all at the same time. And everything that had grown on the ranch, these beans, as they would start to grow, would actually wither and die or not grow at all versus all the other locations where he had grown life. To me, it was not the most advanced test. It was pretty revealing.
Well, I mean, it has some gravitas to it. I wouldn't want to be a real estate agent trying to sell farmland in that area if that's the case.
No kidding. That ties into what's being examined out there and then these rates of cancer and maybe there is some larger health concern. It is public knowledge that the Fort Duchesne, that Uinta Basin area, has, I think, the highest or the second highest ozone rate in the entire world is the claim that I've come across. And I know the government's come in and done all sorts of studies as to why, and I believe they currently still don't know why the ozone is so whack in that region.
So I'm a little confused here. Now you're saying that region has more ozone detected?
Yes.
Really? Interesting. I never heard that. Because just south and slightly east of there is some of the regions that have the most methane attributed to it. Isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, right around Farmington, I'm sure one of our listeners will correct me if I'm wrong here, but I've just seen a series of articles within the last 3 or 4 months that there's a huge hot spot of methane, I think, that's coming out of the area north of Farmington, which, again, as the crow flies, is not that far from, the area we're talking about around the Uinta Basin. We're talking, a couple hundred miles, maybe? 250 miles?
Let's do our break here. And then we'll figure this all out again. Talking about Skinwalker Ranch and environs with Ryan Skinner, author of 2 new books on the subject. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Outer Limits.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better